from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
92.9 The Game, breaking news. Breaking news on 92.9 The Game is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
The Falcons continue to make moves. They have revamped their defense, and now they have added former Broncos Pro Bowl safety Justin Simmons. He is signing a one-year, $8 million deal to join our Atlanta Falcons, fresh off of signing and bringing in Matthew Judon. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is what we've been talking about all offseason. How would this team get better? What moves would be made? Mike, you're now talking about Matthew Judon, Justin Simmons, Jesse Bates, A.J. Terrell, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Zach Harrison. All of the things that we talked about needing this defense to improve, it has. And I feel so much better right now heading into the regular season in just a few weeks about where this defense is.
Right on. Guys, this is something we've been talking about all year long. You know, depth in the secondary, more so the corners, but now I feel better about the corners knowing you've got some stopgap in the safety position. You got Pro Bowl caliber players, guys who get the job done, guys who specialize in the case of Matthew Judon, getting the quarterback on the ground. And it also shows me that Terry Fontenot, after 6 years, again, only three of these now, it was fourth year, is him at the helm. But after 6 years of not being in the playoffs, this team is looking at this squad that can make a run and not just be in the playoffs, go deep in the playoffs.
So, Mike, here's the other thing. This started, okay, and I want you guys to understand this. We're live at Hooters. It's Dukes and Bell. We are at the Mall of Georgia location. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. This started with the acquiring Kirk Cousins, Mike,
right,
and getting Cousins. It has opened up the door for all of this other stuff to play out. The Penix thing is one thing, but when you acquired Cousins, it showed people that you were trying to win now with what you had already on this team. And now you say, all right, Justin Simmons comes. I think he comes because he's realizes, Mike, we have a quarterback. You talk about Judon. Judon comes because we got a quarterback. It matters, and it all started with that. You know, hey, what are we going to do at quarterback? And they went and got an established guy who they feel like can get us there.
No, we got players. You know, today I heard Jesse Bates. It was basically, you know, his version of, like, if you don't want the producer on the record, come on over to the Falcons. No, but it was Jesse Bates basically saying, hey, you know, we got something special brewing over here in Atlanta, so be a part of it. And maybe, again, as Carl said, just because you're dead last in cap space, that rarely means, if anything, because you can always find a way. In this case, they moved Chris Lindstrom's money around. Perhaps Jesse Bates or maybe Grady or Jake Matthews might be somebody that'll move some money around to create the cap space. Either way, we've got Justin Simmons waiting for Matthew Judon. This is great. I mean, this guy's – the defense just got exponentially better. And now if the guys that we've not seen, like Troy Anderson, really start to pop, and the guys that we drafted, it sucks that we lose Braylon Trace. Ruka Roro's got an arm injury too, by the way.
Yeah, he's going to be listed as day-to-day, but yeah.
But those are guys we want to see pop. But right now we're a team which is a lot sexier than it was 48 hours ago, seriously.
Especially on the defensive side.
Big time. Everybody, I've been telling everybody, we're going to be like the 2016 Falcons. We're going to score a lot of points, and hopefully the defense will catch up and we'll be good enough. Now it's a good defense, and it's getting better.
Man, you got two stud safeties. and what that means for your scheme and what you're able to do and how you're able to move guys around. Again, we talked about how Jesse Bates impacts this defense. And Justin Simmons brings a physicality as well, guys, to this defense. He's a guy that brings the hat.
Some thump.
And you know, knows how to play. So, for Falcon fans, again, if you are just joining us, Falcons have agreed to a deal with free agent safety Justin Simmons. It's a one-year deal, $8 million. And now you have added two more pieces to your defense. Want to hear from you. We're going to open up the phone lines, guys. Plain and simple. Listen, we reacted a little bit to Judon yesterday. It happened late in the show. If you haven't had a chance to talk about how you feel about that move, maybe now you can talk about both of these moves and what it means to you. Mike, we already felt a little bit of anticipation with where this season was going. We've talked about this. The Falcons said they sold out their season tickets.
Right.
I don't know what else they need to do before the season starts to get you excited. I just don't.
No, I mean, guys, we knew what we were going to have with a delivery system that actually is reliable. We've got guys that we drafted that we've not even begun to scratch the surface. We did see the 1,000-yard season with Kyle Pitts in year one, and then the injury hadn't been the same guy. He's making another guy today making plays was Kyle Pitts. We
no
saw
doubt.
It yesterday. Saw Drake London. Drake London, there was a throw where Drake London, and it was an incompletion for Kirk Cousins. Right in front of us, Drake London throws his helmet down. He's ticked off. There was something, either a miscommunication or a misroute. The level of intensity that we're seeing as we're ramping up, that's why, for a lot of fans out there, you're going to watch this Saturday game against the Ravens, and it's probably going to suck because you're going to have a lot of guys that are third and fourth string. You might not get to see a lot of Michael Penix, but you can tell us, and we can tell you, I should say, that what we're seeing at camp, this is real. You're just going to have to wait till week one.
Yeah, it's going to translate. All right, 404-726-0929. And again, Big O back at the studio. Let's get some folks on the line, and I just want to get the pulse, man. I want to get a sense of how you feel and where you were, maybe, or where you're at. Mike and I had said this. Listen, I had high expectations, and I thought the team was going to be better, certainly on the offensive end. The defense was the question mark. Mike, that's somewhat been erased now. I'm not telling you it's completely gone because we got to see how this shakes out and how good they're going to be. But this still comes down to Jimmys and Joes, fellas. It still comes down to having players on the field that can make plays. You can have the best coach in the world. If you don't have dudes, I don't care who you are or where you're at. And all of a sudden, you just added two dudes on that defense that play, Mike.
Right. It's that discussion we've been having like every week where we say, if so-and-so evolves, if Arnold Ebiketie takes that next leap, if this guy – and they may very well do that. Matthew Judon comes in, he gets a quarterback on the ground. You don't have to scheme him to do that. He has the innate ability, Carl, to get the quarterback on the ground. 32 sacks in his last 3 years, including 4 and 4 games last year before he ripped his bicep up. And as we said, it's not a knee injury. It's not lower body. We've seen J.J. Watt play, you know, with that arm injury. This is a guy who's still got something in the tank. I also like to – now, we don't know that if we're going to have to tweak his contract. That's the only thing I'm a little concerned about.
Who?
Talking about Judon. Is he just going to simply play under the $6.5 million this year?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.